Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska Extension has compiled information from last season's soybean crop and the pests that impacted yield. In a recent program, Extension Specialist Justin McMeckin talked about the major insect pests that caused problems in last year's crop. On today's program, he says producers should use this information to help make more informed decisions when it comes to planting and crop management.
Growers are going to deal with both pests this coming year. Dectes is very frequent in the landscape. We detected it at every site we had, and galmage was present at eight of the nine sites that we had. They're both very abundant. They're going to run into both in the field a lot. I think from last year's data, it's a focus on soybean galmage, but Dectes is a dangerous insect in the fact that if you're delayed at harvest, the plants can fall over, and then there is this very significant yield loss that we didn't see in our studies because we harvested early and on time. But farmers get delayed because of weather. So the scouting for those, to be looking in August for both populations, either soybean galmage or Dectes stem borer. Dectes stem borer, you have management decisions to make. If you see a lot of flagging and leaves, petioles that are dying in an otherwise healthy canopy, and there's more than 50% of plants doing that, getting an early harvest out on those is really important. So it depends on the grower. They're likely to see both. Galmage, they're going to know they're in trouble because they were in trouble in previous years. We have some management tactics for them. A lot of them are preventative and thinking about variety and other things going into the season. So scout and take those preventative tactics that we have on planting and date and other things.
Justin says tailgate conversations between producers, extension specialists, and industry professionals have helped everyone be aware of situational pest problems and discuss possible solutions.
Yeah, we paired up with several extension educators in the state to work with the growers where we are having an on-farm trial. So if you go to CropWatch and you see all the little dots where we collected data as part of the study we've been discussing, those farmers, some of them were willing to host that site for an evening field day, more or less, or discussion. And they invited their neighbors, and we got sometimes up to 20 farmers present at the site. And we looked through the plots that we had on the site, and they contained a lot of different things, some chemistry-related studies that were ongoing, including the study we've been discussing, variety trials. But we had a pretty open conversation just about what they were experiencing, what questions they had, things they wanted to see next year. And so it was a really good way of discovering what we need to do as researchers to help them out, what they saw that they liked, that they wanted to continue to see. They want to see more variety testing. And then some of the challenges and unique observations they had that we could either identify through science and work we've done, or things we don't quite know and maybe need to work on to help them out. Just if anybody wants to get involved in those tailgates in the future, you can contact me through my email or through the soybeangalmage.org website to identify if there's going to be a tailgate in your area or where a tailgate might be held. If you want to come and join in and discuss that. It's a very informal conversation that they went for 2 to 3 hours in a lot of cases. So we learned a lot from one another doing those.
The full detailed report is available to the public by going to cropwatch.unl.edu. That's cropwatch.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.